Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bobby Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Eldred. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brant Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Morandini. Batting third. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Henry Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Hernandez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Manny Alexander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kerry Wood. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kerry Wood. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Rodriguez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Zerillo takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett strikes out. There goes Zerillo. The throw from Martinez to Alexander, and Zerillo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brant Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morandini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zerillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sosa hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha strikes out. One out. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom hits a pop-up into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Rodriguez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Hughes and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. It's Brewers, 2, Cubs, 2. Kerry Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Brant Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cal Eldred is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eldred hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina is hit by the pitch. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Vina. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Alexander applying the tag. Two outs. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zerillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerillo hits a fly ball into left field. Rodriguez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morandini is 0-for-1 in the game. Morandini strikes out. One out. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henry Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grace moves to second. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Rodriguez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sandy Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander strikes out. 1 out. Kerry Wood is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. 2 outs. Brant Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. 1 out. Cal Eldred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eldred is 0-for-1 in the game. Eldred strikes out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morandini is 0-for-2 in the game. Morandini strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Sosa strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Grissom, who is chasing the ball. Hernandez reaches third base with a triple. Sandy Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Martinez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Vina reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin has Hernandez trapped. There's the throw to Hughes and over to Cirillo, who tags Hernandez for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kerry Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Nilsson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rodriguez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a pop-up into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Brant Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morandini is 0-for-3 in the game. Morandini hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Sosa hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hamilton pinch hits for Cal Eldred. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Hughes moves to second. Scott Servais now catching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vina strikes out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hughes moves to third. Hamilton moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Hughes scores. Hamilton moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Terry Adams now pitching. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0-for-3 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Hamelin scores. Cirillo moves to third. Burnett's moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Darren Jackson pinch runs for John Jaha. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nilsson is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini fields it and throws to second for the out. Cirillo scores. Burnett's moves to third. 2 outs. It's Brewers, 5, Cubs, 5. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Grissom is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Hamelin now playing first base. Doug Jones now pitching. Henry Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rodriguez is 0-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hernandez is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Servais batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Servais hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alexander is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Terrell Lowry pinch hits for Terry Adams. Terrell Lowry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lowry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Brant Brown now playing left field. Terrell Lowry now playing center field. Rod Beck now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hughes is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Hamelin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hamelin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamelin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.